Welcome to another episode of our NCLEX review series. In this podcast, we continue to bring you valuable materials to help you prepare for your exam. Enjoy.
Applying and removing anti-embolism stockings. Applying. A. Review order to determine need for anti-embolism stockings. B. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. C. Explain the procedure to the client. Provide privacy. D. Assist client to supine position. If client has been sitting or walking, wait 15 minutes with legs elevated in bed. E. Expose one leg at a time. Assess skin for dryness and skin breakdown. F. Place hand inside stocking and turn stocking inside out to heel area. G. With the heel pocket down, ease the stocking foot over the foot and heel. H. Using your fingers and thumbs, carefully grasp edge of stocking and pull up smoothly over ankle and calf toward the knee. I. If stockings are knee length, make sure each stocking is 1 to 2 inches below the patella. J. Remove PPE, perform hand hygiene. Removing anti-embolism stocking. A. Grasp top of stocking with thumb and fingers and smoothly pull stocking off inside out to heel. B. Remove PPE, perform hand hygiene. Cast care. A. If the cast is less than 24 hours old or not fully dry, handle with palm of hand. B. Assess the condition of the cast. Check for cracks, dents, or the presence of drainage. C. Perform neurovascular assessments. Check for pain, edema, pallor, pulses, and abnormal sensation. D. If bleeding or drainage is noted on the cast, mark the area, include date and time. E. Follow physician orders on amount of drainage that needs to be reported to the physician. F. Reposition client every 2 hours. Provide skincare and encourage range of motion exercises. Turning a client in bed. A. Review client orders and note limitations in activity. B. Gather positioning aids and supports. C. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. D. Explain procedure to client. Provide privacy. E. Place bed at a comfortable height, usually elbow height of caregiver. F. Place a friction reducing sheet under the client. G. Using the friction reducing sheet, move the client to the edge of the bed. Raise the side rails first. H. Place the client's arm across his or her chest and cross the legs over the leg nearest to you. I. Tighten your glute and abdominal muscles and flex your knees. Use your legs to do the pulling. J. Turn client to the desired side. Use a pillow or other support behind the client's back. K. Make the client comfortable and place bed in lowest position with call light in reach. Obtaining a capillary blood glucose reading. A. Review the treatment order gather equipment needed. B. Perform hand hygiene, put on PPE if indicated. C. Assess for the third or fourth finger of the non-dominant hand. This is the best location. D. Cleanse the fingertip with 70% alcohol. Make sure all alcohol is evaporated. E. Wipe dry with clean gauze or allow to air dry. F. Use a sterile lancet to make the skin puncture. Never reuse a lancet. G. Perform the puncture to the side of the center of the finger. Never use the center of the finger. H. Wipe away the first drop of blood. This may contain excessive tissue fluid. I. Place the test tip to the side of the drop of blood to allow the target area to fill by capillary action. J. The meter machine will indicate when the sample has been accepted and display the current capillary blood glucose read. K. Apply slight pressure to the puncture site and cover with a band-aid. I. Remove PPE if indicated and wash hands. M. Document the findings and treat per primary healthcare orders. So it was L. Notes. Never use fingers that are swollen, cyanotic, or cold. The nurse is able to massage to warm the finger and increase blood flow by gentle squeezing from hand to fingertip 5 to 6 times. Do not squeeze or apply strong repetitive pressure to the site. Asepsis and infection control. Hand hygiene with alcohol-based hand rub. A. Remove all jewelry except a planned wedding band. B. Read product label for the appropriate amount of product needed. C. Apply the correct amount of product in palm of one hand. Rub hands together, covering all surfaces. D. Rub hands together until they are dry, at least 15 seconds. Do not use if hands are visible soil. Hand washing with soap and water. A. Stand in front of sink. Do not let your clothing touch the sink. B. Wet the hands and wrist area. C. Keep hands lower than elbow as water should drip below fingertips. D. Use 1 teaspoon of liquid soap and cover all areas of hands. E. Use firm rubbing and circular motions. Wash palm and the back of hands and in between the fingers. F. Wash at least 1 inch above the area of contamination. G. Continue this friction motion for at least 15 seconds. H. Rinse thoroughly with water flowing towards fingertips. I. Pat hands dry with disposable cloth, beginning with the fingers and move upwards towards forearm. J. Discard it immediately and use a clean towel to turn off the facet. Putting a sterile gloves and removing soil gloves. A. Check the doctor's order and gather necessary supplies. B. Perform hand hygiene, put on PPE if indicated. C. Explain the procedure to the client. D. Place sterile glove on clean, dry surface. Make sure it's above the waist. E. Open the outside wrapper and peel back the top layer, making sure to only touch the outside. F. Remove the inner package and use the cuff end side closest to the body. G. Carefully open the inner package. First, fold open top flaps, second, the bottom, and then the sides. H. With the thumb and forefinger of the non-dominant hand, grasp the folded cuff of the glove for the dominant hand. Make sure to touch only the exposed inside of the glove. I. Keeping the hands above the waistline, lift and hold the glove up and off the inner package with the fingers down. Don't let it touch anything unsterile. J. Insert the dominant hand palm up into glove and pull glove on. Leave the cuff folded until the opposite hand is gloved. K. Hold the thumb of the glove hand outward. Put the fingers of the glove hand inside the cuff of the remaining glove. Lift it up from the wrapper and do not touch anything with the gloves or hands. I. Carefully insert the non-dominant hand. Make sure the skin does not touch any of the outside surfaces of the glove. M. Slide the fingers of one hand under the cuff of the other and fully extend the glove down the arm, touching only the sterile outside of the glove. Removing soiled gloves. A. Use the dominant hand to grasp the opposite glove near cuff end on the outside exposed edge. B. Remove it by pulling it off, inverting it to the contaminated area is kept on the inside. C. Hold the removed glove in the remaining gloved hand. D. Slide fingers off ungloved hand between the remaining glove and wrist. E. Remove it by pulling it off, inverting it as it's pulled, turning it inside out. F. Put the first glove inside the second. G. Discard the gloves in an appropriate container. H. Remove any additional PPE and perform hand hygiene. Hygiene. Changing a hearing aid battery. A. Fully open the battery drawer. B. Remove the battery. C. Remove the sticky label from the positive side of the new battery. D. Insert the new battery into the battery drawer. Make sure the positive sides face up. E. Close the battery drawer. The hearing aid will play a jingle through the earpiece. Listen for the sound. Note, keep batteries out of reach of children. When changing the battery, it may take a few seconds before it begins to work. Hearing aid batteries usually last between 3 to 22 days. Giving a bed bath. A. Review the chart to check for any physical limitations. B. Gather all necessary equipment. C. Perform hand hygiene and put on gloves and other PPE. D. Identify client and explain the procedure. E. Provide privacy and adjust the room temperature. F. Take client to the restroom or provide urinal or bedpan. Wash hands when finished. Apply gloves. G. Place bed at elbow height of the nurse. Lower side rails nearest to the caregiver's body. H. Remove sequential compression devices or anti-embolism stocking if client has them on. I. Remove client's gown and place a bath blanket over the client. J. Fill a basin with warm water, 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Change water as needed. K. With no cleanser on the washcloth, wipe one eye from the inner part of the eye going outward. Repeat. I. Using cleanser, bathe client's face, neck, and ears. M. Working your way down to the client's arm. Working your way down, bathe client's arm, chest, abdomen. Skip the perineal area until after the legs are done. Cleaning the perineal area should always be done last. Make sure to keep the area you are not cleaning covered. N. Help the client to put on a clean gown and assist with personal toiletries. O. When the client is comfortable, put bed in lowest position with side rails up if necessary. Providing denture care. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. B. Identify client and explain procedure. C. Gather equipment and put on the over bed table. D. Lower rails and assist the client to a sitting position. E. Place towel across client's chest. F. Apply gentle pressure with a 4x4 gauze to grasp upper denture plate and remove it. G. Place it immediately in the denture cup. Remove lower denture cup by lifting using a slight rocking motion. Place immediately in denture cup. H. When brushing, place a washcloth in the sink. Using the toothbrush and paste, brush all surfaces. I. Rinse thoroughly with water. Apply denture adhesive if appropriate. J. Now clean the client's mouth, gums, and tongue with a toothbrush and paste. K. Insert upper denture in mouth and press firmly. Insert lower denture. I. If the client desires, dentures can be stored in the denture cup in cold water instead of returning to mouth. Removing contact lenses. A. Perform hand hygiene and put on PPE if indicated. B. Identify the client and explain procedure. C. Assemble all equipment on bedside table within reach. D. Close curtains to provide privacy. E. Place client in supine position. Elevate bed and lower side rails closest to you. F. Label containers and put 5 milliliters of normal saline or contact solution in each container. G. Put on gloves if needed. H. Have client look forward Retract lower lids with one hand. I, using the pad of the index finger of the other hand, move the lens down the sclera. J, place the first lens in the designated cup in the storage case before removing the second lens. K, repeat actions to remove the other contact lens. I, if client is awake and has glasses at bedside, offer client their glasses. M, remove equipment and return client to a position of comfort. N, raise side rail and lower bed. O, remove any PPE if used. Perform hand hygiene. Medicine, administering an intramuscular injection. A, check medication orders and gather appropriate equipment. B, perform hand hygiene, put on PPE if indicated, identify the correct client. C, select an appropriate administration site. Drape client so only needed area is exposed. D, cleanse the area around injection site with antimicrobial swab. Use a firm circular motion. E, remove the needle cap by pulling it straight off. Hold the syringe in the dominant hand. F, with the non-dominant hand, displace the skin in a Z-track manner by pulling skin down or to one side about 1 inch or 2.5 centimeter. Hold the skin and tissue in this position. G, quickly dart the needle into the tissue at a 90 degree angle. Use the non-dominant hand to hold the syringe in place and slide the dominant hand to the end of the plunger to slowly inject the medication. H, wait 10 seconds before withdrawing the needle. I, withdraw the needle smoothly at the same angle which it was inserted. J, apply gentle pressure at the site with a dry gauze. Do not massage the site. K, do not recap the needle. Discard the needle and syringe in an appropriate receptacle. I, assist the client to a comfortable position. M, remove gloves and PPE if used, perform hand hygiene. Administering a subcutaneous injection. A, check medication orders and gather appropriate equipment. B, perform hand hygiene, put on PPE if indicated, identify the correct client. C, select an appropriate administration site. Drape client so only needed area is exposed. D, cleanse the area around injection site with antimicrobial swab. Use a firm circular motion. E, remove the needle cap with the non-dominant hand, pulling it straight off. F, grasp and bunch the area surrounding the injection site or spread the skin taut at the site. G, hold the syringe in the dominant hand between the thumb and forefinger. Inject the needle quickly at a 45 to 90 degree angle. H, after the needle is in place, release the tissue. Immediately move your non-dominant hand to steady the lower end of the syringe. Slide your dominant hand to the end of the plunger. I. Inject the medication slowly. J. Using a gauze square, apply gentle pressure to the site after the needle is withdrawn. Do not massage the site. K. Do not recap the used needle. Discard the needle and syringe in the appropriate receptacle. I. Remove gloves and additional PPE if used. Perform hand hygiene. Applying a transdermal patch. A. Check medication orders and gather appropriate equipment. B. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. Identify the correct client. C. Select an appropriate administration site. Drape client so only needed area is exposed. D. Assess the client's skin where the new patch is to be placed before removing the old patch. Note any signs of irritation or breakdown. Site should be clean, dry, and intact. E. Remove all transdermal patch from the client's skin. Fold the old patch in half with adhesive sides sticking together and discard according to facility policy. F. Remove the patch from its protective covering, initial and write the date and time of the administration on the label side of the patch. G. Remove the covering on the new patch without touching the medication surface. Apply the patch to the client's skin. Use the palm of your hands to press firmly for 10 seconds. Do not massage. H. Remove gloves and additional PPE if used. I. Perform hand hygiene. J. Document the administration. Drawing up mixed insulin, regular and intermediate NPH. A. Check medication order. Gather equipment. B. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. Identify the correct client. C. Unlock the medication cart or drawer. D. Prepare medications for one client at a time. E. If necessary, remove the cap that protects the rubber stopper at each vial. F. Remove the NPH insulin. Roll and agitate the vial to mix well. G. Cleanse the rubber top with antimicrobial swabs. H. Remove cap from the needle by pulling it straight off. Touch the knob only. Draw back an amount of air into the syringe that is equal to the dose of NPH insulin to be drawn up. I. Hold the NPH vial on a flat surface. Pierce the rubber stopper in the center with the needle tip and inject the measured air into the space above the solution. Do not inject air into the NPH insulin. Withdraw the needle. Do not draw up any intermediate NPH insulin. J. Draw back an amount of air into the syringe that is equal to the dose of regular insulin to be withdrawn. K. Hold the regular insulin vial on a flat surface. Pierce the rubber stopper in the center with the needle tip and inject the measured air into the space above the solution. Do not inject air into the solution. Keep the needle in the vial. I. Turn over the regular insulin vial. Hold the vial in one hand and use the other to withdraw the medication. Touch the plunger at the knob only. Draw up the prescribed amount of medication while holding the syringe at eye level and vertically so that you can see clearly. Turn the vial over, then remove needle from vial. M. Check that there are no air bubbles in the syringe. N. Check amount of medication in the syringe with the medication dose on the client's medical record. O. Insert the same needle into the NPH insulin vial and invert it. Do not push the plunger and inject medication from the syringe into the vial. Hold the vial in one hand and use the other to withdraw the medication. Touch the plunger at the knob only. P. Draw up the prescribed amount of medication while holding the syringe at eye level and vertically. Turn over the vial and remove the needle. Q. Check the amount of medication in the syringe with the medication dose. R. Perform hand hygiene. S. Proceed with administration based on prescribed route. Tips for mixed insulin administration. 1. The correct syringe will be 1/2 inch long and 27 to 29 gauge. 2. Give within 15 minutes of administration. 3. Insulin should be administered at room temperature. Please wait if insulin is removed from the refrigerator. 4. Do not aspirate before giving an insulin injection. Removing medication from an ampoule. A. Check medication orders and gather appropriate equipment. B. Perform hand hygiene. Put on PPE if indicated. Identify the correct client. C. Read the client's medical record and select proper medication. D. Tap the stem of the ampoule and twist your wrist quickly while holding the ampoule vertically. E. Wrap a small gauze pad around the neck of the ampoule. F. Break off the tap of the ampoule along the scored neckline. G. Always break away from your body. H. Attach a filter needle to the syringe. Remove cap from the filter needle by pulling it straight off. I. When inserting the needle into the ampoule, be careful not to touch the rim. J. Insert the tip of the needle into the ampoule and invert the ampoule. K. Withdraw medication in the amount ordered plus a small amount more, about 30%. L. Carefully expel any air by pushing on the plunger. M. Check the amount of medication in the syringe with the medication dose and discard any extra according to facility policy. N. Recheck the label and medication with the client's medical record. O. Discard the filter needle in a suitable container. P. Perform hand hygiene. Q. Proceed with administration based on prescribed route.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating. We wish you all the best in the coming examination. See you next time.